first, Rick, can I get you to introduce yourself?
My name is Rick Fruth. I'm a corn producer in Northwest Ohio. I'm a former member of their checkoff board and currently serving on the board of directors of the U.S. Grains Council.
And you're a vice chairman, is that correct?
Yes, I'm currently serving as the vice chairman.
All right. Well, we are here at the U.S. Grains Council Board of Delegates meeting in San Diego. And first, Rick, if I could just have you talk just a little bit about some of the issues that you see facing the grains industry in the United States right now.
Well, one of the issues that we are always facing and that our organization is always interested in is how do we continue to develop our international markets? You know, we've seen markets back in the 70s that were very important to us, Western Europe and the former Soviet Union, evaporate, and we've had to replace those with new markets. And it's not something that you can accomplish overnight. It's something that you have to have a long-term strategy for, and you know, we've been a part of doing that, and we believe successful, and that's what we continue to do.
Well, we heard this morning from the administrator of USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service, and he talked a lot about the partnership between the U.S. Grains Council and FAS. How important is that, and really, how does it work?
It's extremely important to us as producers. It's the cornerstone of what enables us to function in international market development. The first dollars that come in are membership dollars, and then we take those membership dollars and develop what we call our United Export Strategy. It's the strategy that says this is what we see as obstacles to trade in various markets. This is how we intend to address those obstacles to trade if we have the appropriate funding, and then we put that all together and submit that to the Foreign Ag Service as our, basically, you might call it our grant application. And then based on their perception of the quality of our United Export Strategy, the commitment of our producer and agribusiness members, then they will decide how much FMD and MAP money they're going to give us.
Well, one of the things that the Michael Michener, the administrator, talked about, he talked about the Doha Round, he talked about the Panama Free Trade Agreement. Again, this falls along the lines of opening up markets for you. It falls along the lines of addressing the concerns right now with the global economy. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the administration's commitment?
They seem to be saying the right words, in my impression. They seem committed to passing the free trade agreements that are currently on the table. They seem optimistic, and we hope that their optimism comes to fruition.
Well, Rick, that's really all the questions I have right now. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank you for being here, and thank you for helping us spread the word of what we're doing to our producers across the country.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from San Diego.